He's threatening us. He's threatening all of us is what he's doing.
I don't know how else you take that.
Mm-hmm. He's just geezer. He's a geezer who is threatening us. And it's amusing. But it's also kind of terrifying. We can surmise that Hunter was basically paying his dad. Hunter was giving money to his dad.
And where was he getting the money? I'm still boning. I'm still getting boned. This just isn't the cup because it's dirty, but I am
still getting boned. It's that kind of morning, you guys. It's a no alarm kind of morning. Sorry. Sorry about the hair. Sorry.
It's a definitely no shower Tuesday today. All up in here. Uh-huh. All up in here.
It was like, oh, the alarm didn't go off. Oh my God.
When I got home from spending an entire day at the hospital yesterday, which I'll tell you about in a second, I chugged like so much of the immunity boost from healthycell.com/chicks because I am convinced after spending time in a super jam-packed hospital setting for 8.5 hours yesterday that I am going to get something. There's no way I'm not going to catch something. So I have been like sucking down the immunity boost like it is my job. And I'm going to be like taking all my regular multivitamins from Healthy Cell too, because I just feel like I need the extra boost now after having the day that I had yesterday. And you guys, later this month, they are going to introduce a couple new products. I know we've mentioned them before, but just so you know that there's going to be a new like gel pack of goodness, delicious tasting vitamin goo that is specific for heart and vascular health, and one that is specific for joint relief and mobility. So be on the lookout at healthycell.com/chicks for those new products, if those are things that appeal to you. If not, make sure that you're taking your bioactive multi-daily vitamin or your vegan essentials every single day, because that gives you all of the missing vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that your body is lacking and nothing more. It absorbs 165% better than a regular tablet. So this is what you want for your body. HealthyCell.com/chicks. Lots of stuff to get to, but just a quick story about the state of our healthcare, you guys. It's not good. And I had quite a lesson yesterday. Immediately, and I'm talking the moment we got off the air yesterday, the moment our show ended yesterday, I looked at my phone, which I don't do during the show, and it was blown up with texts and voicemails from my older son's caregiver, who, when I called her immediately, she said, your son is in the ER. And so he had had a seizure. Most of you have been following for a while know that he is severely disabled, cerebral palsy, and all kinds of other issues. So he had a seizure, which isn't uncommon. He does have them from time to time, but there was a huge concern because he was like turning colors and they were just terrified and wanted to make sure that he got seen. And he seemed to be in a lot of pain, which is just a lot of pain that we can't explain because he can't talk and tell us what's wrong. So I get there and you guys, he, along with several other patients, were in the hallway of the ER, the very tiny little corridors. And this is a nice hospital. We know it well. Okay. We've second home for him, but he was in a hallway alongside several other people, patients suffering from God knows what, in the same hallway, because every single one of the 39 ER triage rooms was full. So I don't know what was going on. It wasn't like it was a respiratory thing, right? It wasn't like you heard coughing or like all kinds of people suffering from respiratory issues. Who knows what was going on? The waiting room was like almost out the door full of people who were also waiting to be seen. The only reason that he got a bed in a hallway is because he was brought by ambulance. That's the only reason. And so I stood next to his bedside, sometimes getting out of the way for other patients to be wheeled by me. I stood next to him for 6 straight hours. At that point, they decided, after doing CAT scans and head scans and abdomen scans, they decided, well, he is constipated really, really badly. We'll need like an enema and we can't do that out in the hallway. The only reason they finally put him in the triage room, and I don't know who they took out in order to make room for him, is because they wanted to offer him that much privacy for that experience. And then there was still, it was a tiny little room, so there was no place to sit or anything like that. They gave him pain meds that did nothing. Finally, I begged the doctor because they were going to admit him. And I was like, what? Why? Like, what are you going to do for him that you haven't done already or that we can't do at home? the doctor, the second doctor that came and saw me, who was precious, who said, I will, he said, is this your boy? I said, yes, it is. He said, I will do whatever you want me to do. God bless you. And I was like, I want him to stop being in pain. Give him Valium, help him sleep. He's exhausted. He needs rest. Since we can't pinpoint where this pain is coming from, except maybe it's abdominal pain, please give him Valium. And he said, if we admit him, this is the room that he will stay in for the next 36 hours. This little tiny triage room, which I could not have stayed with him in all night long unless I stood. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was horrendous. So I asked him, what is going on? And he said, he didn't explain to me like why there were so many patients, but the reason that everything was so backed up, he said, it's the healthcare crisis no one is talking about. Nurse, we have no nurses. During COVID, the nurses, the medical teams were treated so poorly that they're gone. They're leaving the profession altogether, or they are leaving for cities and places where they're getting paid a lot more doing travel work, right? Like if you're a traveler, right. If you have that kind of flexibility in your life and you can jump from place to place, you get a lot more money that way. So a lot of people are opting to do that. He mentioned Duluth was a place that's like apparently paying nurses really well, but they're so backlogged that they just can't treat people as quickly as they normally could. And he said, it's a crisis, not just here at that hospital, but everywhere. And that it's really, really bad and really, really scary how, yeah, and you know, the quality of care is suffering.
Oh my God, it's gone down tremendously. Yeah. Cause you know, even like if you go in for whatever you go, it's even just the quality, no offense to the nurses out there who are amazing, cause there are amazing nurses out there and props to you, but the quality of care that you get now is just craptacular.
Oh my God.
Like I don't even want to go to the doctor. I don't even want to go because the times that I've been here, at least in the past year and a half, I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and go home now.
I'm just going to do some self-care.
I'm just going to do some of that self-care because I'm out. Because I just don't like what I'm seeing here. I don't like what you're telling me. I don't like what I'm seeing here. I'm not getting the kind of care that I've received in the past because I've seen it deteriorate over the past, gosh, over the past 5 years, I've seen it deteriorate. Yeah. People are like, don't get sick.
Oh my God. It's
terrifying. Well,
what I felt like I was in yesterday, it was so weird because then on Twitter this morning, I saw like, there's a clip going around from Rachel Maddow's show where she was showing how bad the hospitals are in China right now with people overcrowding and people in hallways. And I was like, that looks like where I was yesterday at a premier hospital here in Indianapolis that we have gone to for years. And that's always been completely fine. This was like nothing I have seen before. It was unbelievable to me what I was seeing. And the fact that I was like literally next to another patient who was suffering from God knows what in the hallways. I mean, it was just unreal. And so I am kind of terrified about the whole medical system as a whole. Like this is just.
Yeah. And then we can get into a whole discussion, which we won't, but we can get into a whole discussion about what doctors are learning, what new doctors are learning in medical school right now. Because they're not, a lot of them aren't learning what doctors learned 30, 40 years ago, you guys. I had a discussion
about pronouns.
Right. I had a discussion on a plane a couple months ago with a guy. Actually, it was when I went to the meet and greet. I had a discussion with a cardiologist, and he was a guy who's like, probably in his 60s. He's getting ready to retire. And we had a whole discussion about what newbie, like wet behind the ear doctors, you know, these guys and women who are getting ready to go into the residencies and stuff like that, what they're learning in medical school right now. And he goes, it is vastly different than what I went through when I went to medical school. And it's not
That's not good.
And it's not what we went through. And so they don't have to go through a lot of the hoops that we went through. I mean, they're learning different things, which means that the quality of care is going to go down for all of us, which means that us who, when we're getting old, we're not going to have the kind of care that like our parents had.
Right.
So yikes.
Yeah. It's a big yikes. And it was a big eye opener for me yesterday because I've never seen anything like that before in America. I mean, like that's what was so, I was just like, where am I? Like, this is not
America.
It was nuts. And then, you know, to see that clip from Rachel Maddow and she's like criticizing the Chinese hospitals. And I'm like, this, I would not have known the difference if she would have shown me a side-by-side photo from the waiting room and the hallways and the ER. Now, I will say the nurse, the teams that we had taking care of him were fantastic. Like they were, the first doctor was just kind of eh. The second doctor, fantastic. The nursing team, so patient and kind, despite the fact that they must have been so horrifically stressed out by the number of patients that they were dealing with. They were great. And so this is not a knock in any way on nurses at all, because they are doing the best that they freaking can. I mean, given the circumstances, it's just, we're in a world of hurt. And a lot of it has to do with COVID restrictions and mandates. And a lot of these people were pushed out of healthcare, which was the cruelest thing ever that our government has done. We've got some serious recovery to make, and Thomas is okay. So I think I haven't heard anything this morning, but I'm assuming he had a good night and fingers crossed he sees the doctor again today anyway. And so I think he's going to be just fine. Anyway, that was a thing. That was a whole thing that happened, and just brace yourselves and don't get sick. Okay.
Yeah, everybody don't get sick. Take your vitamins.
That's right. Get your healthy cell, because yeah, take care of yourselves. Thank you, Brenda. Oh, Brenda says prayers and good wishes for Thomas. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, on to some news we need to get to. And that is that Biden, you guys, Biden, what? It's like you think that he's topped out on like how dumb he can be.
No.
And then it just gets worse and worse.
He flies through the roof. He's just like,
like Willy Wonka's elevator.
Who am I singing happy birthday to? What am I doing?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We got to get to that. And then a nice intro, because he did a MLK Day speech at like a black church. I don't even know where, but he was giving the speech and he wanted to talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson. You guys. This is just 6 seconds of him really, really struggling with that name.
Words of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
No.
Mm-mm. Our Supreme Court justice.
No. No. No.
What?
No.
Ka-donk, ka-donk? What did he say?
He doesn't know what he's saying. He has no idea.
That was just so bad.
You just did the cobra. You just did the cobra.
Surrender Cobra.
Yeah. Mock just did the Surrender Cobra with Biden. We do that all the time with Biden.
I mean, that's all you can do, right?
We surrender.
It's all you can do.
Mm-mm.
It's all you can
do. It's our president.
Now, yesterday, he did what was the speech yesterday? Where was he? Do you even know?
I don't know where it was. I just know it was from Martin Luther. It was a breakfast. He did a breakfast.
Okay, a breakfast.
Yeah.
So he covered a lot of topics in that breakfast.
And now that's the thing. It was supposed to be for Martin Luther King Jr. And he was talking about all the things.
Yes, and he was.
Like, is that appropriate? I don't know if that's appropriate. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's what a president's supposed to do. But I feel like, you know, he should have maybe just focused. He should have focused.
It was very unfocused.
Right.
And he did cover a lot of topics. One of those topics was, and he gets real whispery, you know, how he gets excited and he gets all whispery. This is when he talks about how I don't know why he keeps trying to declare war on his own people, but he's got this thirst for banning assault weapons, right? Mm-hmm. So he's talking about banning assault weapons, and he's talking specifically about how if the government and the United States citizenry came to blows, we would all need F-15s. Our ARs are not going to protect us. Why is a president talking that way?
I don't know. He said it more than once.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not normal. And I think we should all be a little bit concerned that he's trying to talk about waging war with us. Here he is.
I'm going to get assault weapons banned. I did it once. I'm going to do it again. There's no social redeeming value. Deer aren't wearing Kevlar vests out there. What the hell you need a assault? No, I'm serious. And ban the number of bullets and go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that. I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. If you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. I'm serious. Think about it.
He's serious. He's not kidding, you guys. He really means it.
He wants us to think about it. Yeah, but what in the meantime he's doing? He is doing the put him up. He's threatening us. He's threatening all of us is what he's doing.
I don't know how else you take that.
Mm-hmm. He's just an old geezer. He's a geezer who is threatening us. And it's amusing, but it's also kind of terrifying.
It's very terrifying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mark. Mark says he was singing the Trace Atkins song, Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was trying to pronounce.
I don't know if you noticed, but that was an MLK Jr. breakfast. That's what he was doing right there.
Talking about
fighting with F-15s. And that's what he was doing there at an MLK Jr. breakfast. Right.
Seems a little inappropriate.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
I've got more Biden to show you, including the happy birthday thing that you referenced. But first, I want to remind everybody that you can get a free Jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens, which is the amazing. It's free. You just pay for shipping. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's a free trial bag for your dogs. And it's going to last you a while because it's a good size. And you just sprinkle a little bit on your dog's food, which is dead and not very particularly good for them because there's only so many nutrients that they can sustain in like a preservative, happy place. You know what I mean? But you sprinkle this amazing stuff on your dog's food. They love it. They eat it up rapidly and excitedly. And it gives them what they need that their food is not giving them. So let me give you an example because I have the list of yummy things that are in this. Vitamins and minerals, powerful probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega oils 3, 6, and 9, and a ton of antioxidants. So this is basically like healthy cell only for your dogs. And it really does help prolong the life of your best friends in the whole wide world. Your dogaroos, you guys.
The dogaronies. Yeah, I know. You guys go to our link tree, tricksontheright.com/links, because it's pink and it's awesome. And that's where all of our stuff is. Go there and then go to our socials.
Okay. So at the breakfast, it was MLK Jr.'s daughter-in-law's birthday. Okay. Just so happened to be her birthday because MLK. Yeah. So MLK the third's wife, it was her birthday. Her name is Andrea. Okay, so it's like Andrea with an extra R, Andrea. And listen, I know it's not super easy to say that. It's not but like you just, it doesn't just you just roll said it. Off the tongue.
You just said it. You did
it's not
it.
That hard.
Look at you. Yay!
So definitely, if I were in Joe Biden's position and I knew it was her, I knew it was this woman's birthday, and I thought to myself, self, I'm going to sing her the birthday song. I would probably know that name. I would want to make sure that I knew that name in advance. That's not what happened. Here is what happened.
Look, my wife has a rule in her family.
Oh, God.
When somebody's birthday, you sing happy birthday. You ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you.
One more time.
Hey, dear Valen.
No.
Happy so birthday.
It's Alan. So he's singing happy birthday to Alan. That's not at all her name. God, he's a freaking joke, this guy.
Oh my God.
He's just a joke.
What? Girl, I feel like there was a V. Was there a V in there? I feel like there may have been a V.
I totally just wish happy birthday to our producer, Valen. Happy birthday, Valen. Wherever you are. Happy birthday.
You got yourself the birthday song. That was amazing.
That's fantastic. The president just wished you a happy birthday. God.
I mean, what?
What an idiot. He is a colossal moron. And this guy is the leader of the free world. How?
It's bad.
Aim
you
high,
guys.
Kids.
It's bad.
Aim high. Good Lord.
He also apparently is unaware of what his daughter Ashley does in life. So his daughter Ashley was a social worker way back in the day. I think the last time she was actually in social work was like 2012, if I'm not mistaken. But that's not according to Joe Biden. This is according to Joe Biden.
the way, even if I didn't want to do this, I'd be in real trouble. My daughter's a social worker, and this is what she does. And so if I didn't, I'd be in real trouble with my Ashley. You got an Ashley. We got an Ashley. You think I'm joking? I'm not
Nobody
joking.
Nobody thinks you're joking ever.
No.
Please stop saying that.
No.
No one. No one thinks you're joking.
Just stop talking entirely, okay? Just go away.
Why does he do this? Why?
I don't know. He just needs to stay on script. He never needs to just ever, ever go off script.
I think that, I mean, it felt like the entire thing yesterday was mostly off script. Just which I don't know who let him do that.
Just, oh my God. I think at this point though, Mock, I honestly think that his party is just like, let him burn. Let him slow burn. Just let him go off script. And then now it's just, it's become the slow burn. They're just going to let him like rage. now we get to watch the crazy.
And then there was like a part two where he talked about retraining cops because apparently, you know, he's definitely thinking cops are way too, they use their guns too much. Cops shouldn't be using, they need to be retrained. So this is what he said about the retraining.
Emphasize de-escalation. We have to retrain cops as to why should you always shoot for with deadly force. The fact is, if you need to use your weapon, you don't have to do that. And look, to call a fresh approach to recruit and how we recruit, how we hire, how we train, how we promote, and how we retain law enforcement.
He's not kidding, you guys.
No,
he really means it. He's serious.
No, everybody thinks he is kidding, but he's not. They're gonna let it force.
You don't need to do that.
What? they're just gonna let him crash and burn at this point because they want somebody else. They've all decided they want somebody else, except for the women on The View who still absolutely adore him.
It's inexplicable.
There's like five people who still love him, and then everybody else is like, okay, let's move on. This guy's senile. Let's move on. Let's let him crash and burn. And this is what they do. And then they turn their attention to some, I don't know who the other person is they're going to turn their attention to. I guess it's Gavin Newsom or somebody like that. And then they'll turn their attention to the other shiny object in the room. And then they will just completely discard Biden. And they're going to do it in such a way where he's just going to be, God, it's going to be awful. He's going to look awful. Yeah. And we get to watch it. We get to watch the destruction of him.
It's not a fun watch.
No.
It'll be painful.
It'll be very painful for all of us and our country.
Well, and then this, you know, obviously this classified document scandal isn't going away. Judge Jeanine on The Five yesterday kind of went off because she's just like, what about this $50,000 per month rent that Hunter Biden claims he was making on this house? She has questions. We all have questions. She's looking for some answers. Here she is.
What were they doing? Why does Karine Jean-Pierre get out on January 10th and say, we're all transparent. We have completed, I assume it's all been completed. 2 days later, we found out there are more documents. So they not only don't have their story straight, but that tells me that they were doing something during those 2 months. During those 2 months, I can guarantee you in that house where Joe Biden said he was, where he was living and Hunter said he was paying $49,000 a month rent, which to me is money laundering to his father, Joe. Joe says he only made $19,000 a month on that house that Hunter gave him $50,000 a month to rent. So there's all kinds of questions that you've got going on here and nobody's answering them. We're supposed to just say, oh, it's not as bad as Trump. It's worse. At least Trump was a president. These are all Obama era documents. And I got to say one more thing. Andrew McCabe, of all people to talk about this, this guy gets thrown out of the FBI for leaking documents. He comes around and he says, you know what? We really should not give the Republicans anything and we should let them do whatever they want to do, but don't cooperate. Yep. And at the end of the day, it's a huge gift to Trump.
Yeah. The money that was passed back and forth. So we know, at least we, okay, I shouldn't say that we know, but we can surmise that Hunter was basically paying his dad. Hunter was giving money to his dad.
And where was he getting the money?
China. Or Ukraine. He was getting money from like China and Ukraine and all these overseas like business deals, who were all those people were trying to get access to his dad. It's not like Hunter could do anything. He's a drug addict. He's a total right. druggy loser. And so they were giving him money to give them expertise about anything, because he can't do anything except for like do crack. So the only thing they were wanting is access to his dad. It's so obvious.
How dare you disparage such a talented blow artist?
Oh, I know.
I don't know how you can do that.
I know, he is a really good blow artist. You're right. I'm so sorry about that. I apologize.
That's really,
it's true.
It was beneath you.
But I mean, it is beneath me to do that. But I mean, that's the thing. They just wanted access to Biden. And so they paid for it. And of course, nobody is following the money. Nobody's doing that because Democrats are untouchable. And then
there's an interesting thing that Tucker pointed out. Now, I have not verified this for myself because I never looked at Joe Biden's website, but apparently on the White House or Joe Biden's like official website, way back when they were trying to be like, Trump won't show his tax returns, Biden put out his own tax returns for the past, I don't know, 10 years or something. And they were available on his website. And now all of a sudden, mysteriously, there's a couple years missing. 2017, 2018, something like that.
Isn't that interesting?
It's so weird. It's really weird. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Sketch, man.
It's very sketch. All of it's sketch. And I hope that this new house, this new Republican house, they mean it when they're going to investigate this stuff, because that is some shady numbers right there. That's some sketchy numbers.
They absolutely should. I hope that they do, because they can. They can do that. Right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they can try to do, like abolish the IRS. They can be like, we're going to try to do that. You'll never be able to do that.
You're never going
to
do that.
I mean, it's cute that you want to do that. We're all very excited for you to try to do that. But I mean, but at least they can do some of these investigations so we can get some answers to some of this garbage that we've been wanting answers to over the past couple of years. So do that. Do
please.
It.
My name today is in honor of I sound like Biden. It's in honor of Dr. Marty McCary, who appears on Tucker quite frequently. And he was on last night to talk about this whole thing that happened over the last several days, which was first we saw headlines saying the CDC is doing studies to see what this whole connection between the vaccine and strokes are. It looks like there might be a link. We better investigate ourselves to make sure that there's no link. And then a couple days later, they were like, yep, all clear. No link here. Everything's fine.
So
Dr. Marty McCary decided to talk about that. And I think this is very, very important, the points that he makes in this. It's a tiny bit on the long side. It's a little under 2 minutes, but I think the whole thing is worth listening to, about how ridiculous this whole thing is, why we don't trust the CDC and the FDA.
Make of this?
Well, we know that out of 550,000 Medicare beneficiaries, 130 of them had a stroke within 3 weeks of the new bivalent vaccine. Now, this is the vaccine where it was authorized without any randomized controlled trial. Now, there was clearly a statistically significant signal over the baseline rate of stroke, or else we would have never been hearing about this for sure. And when there is a statistically significant increase, that triggers a deeper dive. Now, the CDC has tried to quickly downplay it and said, oh, well, we checked it out in other databases like the Medicare database, which is a database of billing codes. It's not designed to look at actual clinical events. So it's not fair to say that we looked at another imprecise database and didn't see it there. And it's not that far of a stretch. If you remember, in September, we had a big study come out that showed that the incidence of complications, severe adverse events, not just lying in bed, was 1 in 800. And the German study said it was 1 in 5,000. Now, I'm not saying pull the vaccine from the market, but we've pulled vaccines for frequencies of adverse events far less common than we're seeing with the COVID vaccine.
True.
Rotavirus was pulled for a complication rate of 1 in 10,000. And the swine flu vaccine was pulled for a complication rate of 1 in 100,000. So there's clearly something there. The FDA's own analysis that somebody there co-authored with other researchers found that there was a clear incidence of pulmonary embolism 50% higher than baseline from the COVID vaccine. It's not a big stretch. Now, the FDA, which is supposed to be our top regulatory agency, said, don't release this data to the public because it'll hurt public trust. The way to increase public trust is to be totally honest and transparent and show us the underlying data set. Instead, the CDC has said, look, we ran other statistical tests, and in the other statistical tests, we didn't see the complication play out. But you don't just run statistical test after test until one of them shows that the signal goes away. You actually run the proper statistical test, which is why the underlying data set should be public information.
And they wonder why we don't trust these agencies anymore.
Yeah, don't. Exactly. Just, yeah, he's so right about like stuff has been pulled in the past for having less, you know, AEs and SAEs. I'm astounded by all of this. No, we don't trust you.
And for them to actually say we're going to hide this from the public because we don't want to cause mistrust.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What kind of logic is that?
Right. Way to have us not trust you.
Wow.
Way to go. Bravo.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that is the reason for my name today. Also, I have a clip to share with you guys about that Donald Trump appeared. I don't know if this was a radio show or if it was a podcast yesterday, but he's now being asked in this what he plans to do if DeSantis decides to run against him in a primary. And by the way, there are two new polls showing DeSantis not only beating Trump in a potential primary, but also beating Biden in a general. So that's, you know, take polls with a grain of salt, but that's what those polls show. But Trump is very Trumpy in his answer about how he plans to manage the DeSantis problem.
Those rallies were unbelievable, and he ended up beating Gillum. And most people thought he couldn't do that, but I thought he could. So I got him elected, pure and simple. He would have never... If I said I wasn't going to endorse you, and I was close, you know, there was no reason to go wild about endorsing him. So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me. So we'll handle that the way I handle things.
Yeah. So
we'll handle that the way I handle things.
I swear.
Take that how you will. He's going to handle
it. That's going to be interesting, right? It's going to be very,
this is going to be like the craziest year and a half ever.
Yep. It's going to be super fun.
Okay. Last clip before whack. And that is, in case you missed it, because you don't pay attention to pageants, like we don't pay attention to pageants. The Miss Universe pageant is now owned for the first time ever by a non-man.
By transgender. It's a biological male. And this biological male happens to be like, it's a transgender that's wanting, I guess, that biological male became a female or wants to be a female. It's interesting story. This person, this individual is a gajillionaire. Like he's,
how?
I don't know. I'm not really exact. It's like a rags to riches kind of story. But yeah, it's this individual is now a gajillionaire. And so she decided I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy Miss Universe.
Because it's for women.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get more women than a pageant.
And this, and the announcement is just, I'm sorry. To me, at least, the way that this person got up there and was like, this is what Miss Universe is going to be now. Creepy AF.
It is creepy.
To me, anyway.
Take a look at this.
Yeah.
Universe organization. From now on, it's going to be ran by women. Owned by trans women. For all women. For all women really around the world to celebrate the power of feminism.
What is even happening?
For all women.
For all women.
It's like...
And people loved it. They ate it up.
It's like, okay, all right. Because listen, the patriarchy is everywhere, man. It's like, it's everywhere.
Wow.
Might as well have biological dudes take over that too, right? Where the hell are the feminists? Where are they?
Oh, they were in the audience clapping.
That's right. Like little sheep that they are. Shame on them.
I've seen some things, but that was a...
Yeah, and there's crazy. All the little sheep in the audience going, oh, yeah, patriarchy. All the biological men are taking over all of our shit. It's so great. Yeah, it's so great. Losers.
Oh, my gosh. This is just our world, man. It's nuts.
Borked. It's totally borked, as you would say.
Completely
unbelievable.
By the way, I have an email to share from Julie Tepper, I think is how you say her name. And she says, hey, chicks, I usually don't do this, but I just had to email you regarding Bone Frog Coffee and MyPillow. I have been watching you in the morning, not live, as I am still sleeping at that time, she says. And when I heard you talk about Bone Frog, I had to tell my hubby about it. He told me to go ahead and order a bag. He's an Air Force vet. We received the coffee in early December. After he read the package, he asked me to order a French press. We got the French press on Christmas Eve, so he had his first cup on Christmas Day. He really enjoyed it, and I'm going to be ordering another bag of beans soon. And she knows that's because Bone Frog is the best tasting coffee. It's like the whole thing was put together by that Dave guy from Seattle's Best. And then this is all in support of Navy SEALs, the owner, the founder of Bone Frog Coffee, Navy SEAL himself. And he is all about honoring his fallen brothers. And that is what makes Bone Frog so, so special. All right. What is in your whack today? Do I need to show anything?
Yeah, you can. There's a coach in Texas. You can show the picture. There's a coach in Texas that made, I don't know how I feel about this. I really don't. I don't know how I feel. I'm curious to see what people say in the comments. There's a coach in Texas that made his players, I think he's on leave now.
He is.
Yeah. But he made his high school players do 400 pushups, I think in a matter of, was it?
An hour.
So they had to do 400 pushups in an hour. And a lot of these players were hospitalized.
That's bizarre to me.
Like, that's why I don't know how I feel about it. Because I remember when I was that age, I think 400. I mean, I can do 50 or 60 pushups now, and I'm 51 years old.
I cannot do them.
I can do, you know, so I'm thinking.
I have no upper body strength.
But I mean, I have osteoporosis. I'm old. And I'm thinking, if I can do that many now, like back in the day when I was an athlete, 400, I don't know. I feel like, okay, listen, that's a lot of push-ups.
And why did you hospitalize? Like that is the weird part. I get that it would be like super awful and bad and horrible.
Right. But within an hour, like if you had an hour to do them, I feel like that's why I have mixed feelings about this. Like I'm thinking, okay, well, I don't know. How do you guys feel about this? 400 is a lot. 400 is a lot.
It is a lot. And there are players who are coming out saying this whole story is overblown. There was water available. They could have taken a break at any time. I don't know why people are acting like this was such a big deal. One of the kids that was hospitalized was diagnosed with that. What is it called? It's hard for me to say. It's like where was it?
It's like a neuromuscular
rhabdomyolysis, right. Which, you know, can be caused by muscle strain.
Right.
And that is not a good thing to have. But
did he already have that?
Well, that's the question, right? So I don't know. I know that there are kids that are defending the coach and saying he would never put us in actual danger. And any reports that you see about water not being available is a lie. So I don't know what to make of it. It does seem excessive to make your kids do 400 in an hour, but
somebody said that's 6 pushups a minute. Is that right? I don't do math. I was told there'd be no math on this job. It's got about 6 or 7 a minute. I feel like 6 or 7 a minute, you guys, is not that big of a deal. I can do 6 or 7 a minute. I'm 51 years old. I mean, it would be really hard, but this is the thing. Military can do 100 pushups in a few minutes. Yeah, this is the thing, Craig.
And these are athletes.
These are high school football players. These are strapping young men who are out there getting their crap kicked every day. So I just feel like, yeah, we have to push ourselves. I'm of the mind where I think people are really soft now.
Right, right.
And especially young people. I just really think that they're soft. I think that, and I feel like you can always do more than you think than you can physically. I really feel that way. I always tell my daughter, maybe people will give me crap for this. You can always do like 25% more. than you think that you can. It's mind over matter, mind over body. Just push yourself. You got to push yourself. And people will probably be like, that's terrible. You're a terrible mom. I just don't think, I think that we're capable of so much more than what we think that we are. Our bodies are these magnificent machines. We're capable of like amazing things. We just, our minds talk ourselves out of a lot of crap. So I saw that and I was like, I don't know if I think that is, I just don't know. I'm on the fence there. I just wanted to know what you guys think. Maybe you could put me in my place on that. I don't know. I just was a little bit like, that's weird.
As 400 in an hour? I can't do pushups. And so I can't speak from personal experience on this.
Because some people have like weak wrists and stuff, or they have, some people just can't. I get it. But when you're a high school athlete, I just feel like 400 in an hour.
I mean, especially if you can take breaks.
I don't know.
That just doesn't seem that much.
I thought that was kind of wacky.
People are saying it is excessive though. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe you shouldn't be on the high school football team.
Anyway, the guy is being investigated. He's on leave as they probably do their investigation.
He'll probably lose his job and they can hire like a ballet instructor to teach them or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, and we didn't mention that we're going to have Michelle Tafoya on our deep dive this week.
That's right.
So that's going to be super fun.
She will be on today. And then we will be talking about that tomorrow. And you guys will hopefully be able to look at that tomorrow. So I will be teasing that tomorrow when we're on our show. That's right. Because tomorrow's Wednesday. So
is it going to come out Saturday or is it going to come out
tomorrow?
Oh,
that's right. It'll probably come out Saturday because I'm not used to that. That's right.
Yeah.
Valen will probably put it out on Saturday. But I'll be teasing it tomorrow nevertheless. So you guys have a wonderful day and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.